Josie came running in the house, all out of breath. "There's a snake in the chicken house. Come quick." I sighed, put my book down, and got up to follow her. I knew he had black snakes on the farm. The previous owner told me there were snakes, and I'd seen a four-footer by our big oak tree. "Black snakes are your friend," everyone told me. "They keep away the poisonous snakes. They eat pests. You want black snakes on your property." So intellectually, if not so much emotionally, I embraced the black snakes on the farm. This was part of my new life, and when I saw the four-footer a few days later, I was all, "Hello, snake friend. Welcome to my farm. Really good to see you. You are totally not creeping me out." I even gave him a name, Samuel L. Jackson, and Samuel L. was who I expected to see when I followed Josie into the chicken house. This snake looked a little bigger, but it was curled up in a ball in the corner rafter. I grabbed a pitchfork and banged it on the ceiling and yelled to try to scare it away. The snake, I am fairly certain, chuckled. He then picked up his head and started slithering down the wall in my general direction. That's when I saw how big he was. He was a solid 8 feet long, and his body was as big around as my thigh. Okay, maybe my thigh when I was 7 months old, but still. I was totally freaked out by its size, but I had to keep a brave face in front of Josie, so I kept lunging at it with the pitchfork until it finally turned around and crawled out some hole near the roof. We ran outside to try to find it, and while we were looking, my wife Tessa pulled in the driveway. We powwowed, and Tessa said we should capture the snake and relocate it. We changed into full snake battling regalia, knee-high muck boots, leather work gloves, and I had a long piece of thick, stiff wire that I twisted the end into a hook. I had no real plan, but something about muck boots and leather gloves make a person brave. We walked into the chicken house, and I told Tessa we last saw it in the corner. "Wow," she said. We both saw it at the same time. "He is big." Unfortunately, she was looking at a different corner than I was. There were two giant snakes. And as we watched, snake number one crawled along the rafters to snake number two, and they started to intertwine their bodies. "Oh my God," Tessa whispered. "I think they're mating." They wrapped around each other, they curled into a ball, and they kept weaving their bodies together. It was riveting and raw and really creepy, like watching Madonna and Lady Gaga kiss, but less contrived. We watched in silence for several minutes. Finally, I broke the spell and yelled, "Not on my watch, fornicators!" And I started poking them with my long wire hook. This totally killed the mood for them, and they separated quickly. An epic battle ensued, most of which is a blur. I with my wire hook, and Tessa with a pitchfork, harassed and poked and jostled and yelled, and after about 20 minutes, both snakes left through a hole in the other side of the chicken house. We haven't seen them since. I have seen some other black snakes since then, Samuel L. and some of his friends, and we're still cool. I keep an eye out for that 8-footer, though. I'm pretty sure he remembers me. I know that if I was about to get my coil on, got snake-blocked like he was, I would not soon forget that blocker's face. And, just in case he remembers voices, I force myself to stop shouting, "Fornicators!" at all the teenagers who drive past the farm.
Big black snake standing over me. Long cold fangs over me. Big black cobra head in the moonlight. I'm at the crossroads and he wants me to ride. Says, "I know you. You don't know me." Big black snake, he points out the stars, plots the points on my guitar, wraps the black sky around my head. I feel the snake inside my head. He says, "I know you, you don't know me." Right into your eyes. I am the snake come to collect your soul. Come a little closer, let me swallow you whole. See the moon reflected in in his eyes. See the smiles of those he's hypnotized. See the scales on the back of his head. Beautiful snake crawling into your bed. He says, I know you, you don't know me. He wants to know about the beauty within. He wants to write his hymns all over your skin. See the ecstasy traced out in red. He wants to light up all the stars in your head. He says, I know you, you don't know me. I am the snake coming up in the night. I am the snake looking right into your eyes. I am the snake come to collect your soul. Come a little closer, let me swallow you whole.